This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here with an SEO news update. And on January the 22nd, Google rolled out Panda 24. So we're going to talk about what you can do about that. We've seen a couple of reports coming in that indicated there was a change. And what we think is important to do right now is to focus on lifting the overall authority level of your site. And that is to make sure that when someone comes to your site, like, and I'm talking about an actual human being, that it is useful information and it's good. If you've got big blocks of links chunked along the bottom of your homepage, it's probably time to have a look at getting rid of those. Have a simpler navigation. Have less ads on your site. This is the one about quality. So you really want to take it up a notch. You want more pages on your site having PageRank because they're linked to from more places and they have social power as well. Things you can do to improve your authority are to use the Google REL author. You can put out videos and rich media onto your site, some images. And also, if you've got one of those sites that has a lot of words in pictures, consider getting your web designer to actually make those words search readable. You want to be able to use text with CSS formatting instead of just taking pictures of things like sales letter, because they actually can reduce the overall feel of quality of your site from a search engine's point of view. Even though Yahoo and Bing have increased their market share, they still only represent a pretty thin slice. 16.3% for Bing and 12.2% for Yahoo, leaving Google still in the 60s at 66.7% market share. So the game is still Google, but there's a little bit of sideways movement there from the competitors. I would still say it's worth spending most of your efforts building the best authority you can, regardless of whether you're trying to get Google, Bing, or Yahoo. If you can still syndicate out to Facebook and YouTube and iTunes like we do with our Traffic Shore product, I think that is good. And when it comes to things like press releases, even if Google are trying to discount the validity of them for SEO, and there's certainly been results showing that they still work for SEO, they can actually bring you real buyers and they do get syndicated into other search engines and other media formats. Particularly, it might fall in the hands of the end buyer or a press person, an editor or whatever that might want to run it in an offline magazine, for example. So they do lead to business. They're still very effective. We use them, but we're keeping a close eye on them and we're testing. They still work for SEO, but they certainly work for more than that. Anyway, so right now your action step is to go and have a look at your site through the eyes of a customer or a stranger and see if it would pass a human test. Is it useful? Does it have really good content? Is it easy to find? Would you complain about it or report it if you were the competitor for being a junky site? This is how you defeat the panda. And I'm pleased to report that the majority of our customers are still getting fantastic results. So I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com and I'll catch up with you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.